never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
I never knew I could push that button that many times. It is the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Speaking of Moo, if you used to be a customer of the local Moo stores,
not no more.
They have officially closed. Gateway Country Stores closed on Friday, so of course Gateway itself is still available through its normal channels, direct mail. So
it's turning into like Dell.
Turning back into it always was a direct.
It's very sad.
It was always a direct, and we'll see. Well, you know, lots of Gateway techs out of work.
Yeah, we need to go.
They're going to come over and become data doctors, techs, right?
Heck yeah!
All right, let's see. You know who we haven't heard from in a while?
Hi,
Senior Adam.
Hey,
man, it's been a long time since I've talked to you.
What, a week?
No, I wasn't there last week, and I don't think we heard from you the week before that.
It's been 2.5 weeks.
And it's like, man, I need my Adam fix.
And I almost didn't call in today because I didn't know how long the car wash was going to run.
What car wash?
The car wash that my school student council was holding at 51st and Thunderbird.
There you go. Plug away. Plug away, buddy. Plug away.
Well, it's over now. I can't give it a plug.
All right. Did they do good?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. A lot of dirty cars out there. All right, Adam. Adam comes to us from Glendale. He is all of
14
now.
Yep.
He's getting up there.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was older since I hadn't talked to him for a while. You're going to give us a little update on the newest version of Windows that may someday come out.
Yeah. Someday. You've got a point there because it's apparently not scheduled to come out till the first half of 2006.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Well, that's this week.
Yeah. Yeah. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, the new Microsoft Windows Longhorn.
Longhorn is the code name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because they always have code names.
Yeah, I think Windows 95 was Chicago or something like that.
Yeah, they always either choose a city or somebody, some lead programmer gets to choose the whatever the name is going to be.
Well, here at news.com, plug, it talks about that Microsoft is aiming to release it in the first half of 2006. But this might cause Microsoft to scale back on some of the things that would be happening between now and then, like new Windows XP service packs, new Office service packs.
Because they're going to put all that brain power into getting the next version of Windows, huh?
Yeah.
Do we have any idea what this next version of Windows is going to do for us and why it's so great and why we even care?
Well,
it's all propaganda at this point, right?
Yeah. There have been some beta releases leaked out there.
Yes.
Yes. There are a few major advances that Longhorn will have. According to Microsoft, a new file system called WinFS, which is probably supposed to work better and...
Well, these hard drives are getting so big, they had to come up with some different way to chop them up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you... I mean, otherwise it would take forever. It's like... Think of the hard drive is the same thing in your office with this filing cabinet. You know, this humongous filing cabinet
and search through.
You open the drawer and it's like, oh my word, I'll never find anything in here. It just takes forever. So they chop it up into smaller filing cabinets and a better filing system, and that's what it's all about.
There's also going to be a new graphics engine called Avalon.
Hmm. And what's that supposed to do for us?
Not sure yet.
probably for media and gaming and those kinds of things.
Yeah, kind of like what DirectX is now.
Yeah.
A web services architecture called Indigo.
Hmm. And that's supposed to extend the internet to everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Propaganda.
How much Microsoft paying you there, Adam?
No.
All right, well, listen, we appreciate you chiming in, giving us the Longhorn update.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, of course, as soon as they call it Windows, whatever they're going to call it, we'll have you report on that as well, huh?
Yeah, I go to forums, and they're talking about, they have topics like, what are they going to call Windows Longhorn?
You know, those are people that have no life.
Yeah.
That want to actually go to...
I actually replied in the
Oh, Adam, you didn't have to fess up on the air. Hey, listen, do me a favor. I got another assignment for you.
Oh, really?
Go out and start looking for bugs in various, well-used, well-known program software operating systems. And we'll have our Bug of the Week segment because I got this really cool sound file.
Oh, really?
Hear all the bugs?
Yeah.
I want to be able to use it every week, so go find some bugs and report on that next week.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
No problem.
Appreciate you coming out. And, of course,
bye.
Adam, if we're lucky, will join us on our live remote from the zoo when we're doing the Recycle Your Old Computer show.
On the 24th.
Come out and meet the man. He's quite a young man and quite capable of answering just about any computer question. And that's, by the way, when you hear us doing live remotes, you want direct attention. Come see us at these live remotes. Ken Culver and Michael Valdivia and C-Cab has joined us in the studio. When we come back, we got more of your calls and questions.